got a question about this ABBA comeback thing.
I really want to go.
Okay.
I didn't want to go, and now I really want to go.
Well, I don't know if I want to go. Here's the thing. I don't know if they've done this on purpose, but no one seems to be able to agree on what exactly is happening on the ABBA show.
I'm really pleased to hear you say that, because I can't... All of my understanding has come from radio reports. I've not tried to look and see...
On your field radio.
Like, it's all come from the field radio. Give me a report. That's all I can get. It's the only information. So I can't tell. I don't know who
intercepted
is...
Sort of, have you intercepted sort of logistical information? Like, we've heard about there are large trucks in the Wembley area.
The holograms are revolting. The holograms are revolting.
Are we dealing with holograms? Is it CGI? Are they on screens? Does it involve steam and projected lights?
Okay, can I say, I had an interview with the director of it the other day. Yeah. And by the end, I was still none the wiser. By the end, I think what I just... So at the beginning, I think what we all think is, initially, is it's holographic projection 3D stuff.
Right.
It's imbued the kind of technology...
with witchcraft. That's what I think.
Imbued with Nordic witchcraft.
The most ancient of magics.
And... There's an undercurrent now of thinking that this is a kind of slow sleeper Viking move that they've been planning since they were ejected by the Saxons in 1297. it's a sleeper move.
So ABBA actually are sort of semi-immortal giants.
Well,
really,
the theory is it's your big Norse hitters. Mm-hmm. Odin.
Okay. Oh, the gods. Okay.
So Bjorn is Odin.
Agnes is Freya.
Freya. Loki. Basil.
Basil.
I don't know who are the other ones.
Basil, the god of seasoning.
Basil, the god of excellent in a salad, but don't put it in the fridge. It'll go dark.
Are you not meant to put it in the fridge?
I think it goes dark in the fridge.
There's a tip. I've been putting it in the fridge all my life.
I thought you didn't put anything in the fridge unless it absolutely had to go in the fridge.
Is that true?
You've told me off for putting stuff in the fridge before.
Who, me?
No, Ben has.
Have I?
Yeah. You've accused me of enjoying only the taste of cold, of being a sort of culinary thug, essentially.
Was I talking about tomatoes?
Because that is absolutely.
If you put tomatoes in the fridge, you are worse than a thug.
You're talking about tomatoes, and I extrapolated that to all foods.
Yeah, no, it's not all foods.
Okay,
basil's going in the fridge for me, but this could be a sea change in my life.
Well,
coriander, parsley.
I do currently fridge them because I've just not had the guts to try not fridging them. But my experience is herbs quickly turn into a dark, sort of wet mess, don't they?
Not in my fridge.
Have you got quite a dark, wet fridge?
Is it full of goose fat?
Obviously, everything is smeared in goose fat as it comes into the home.
Okay. anyway, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
ABBA.
So
this director, I want to know what this director's saying.
Well, by the end, I still can't understand what he's saying, but I think by the end, the impression I had was it was holograms of ABBA, of the actual ABBA, projected onto
Andy Serkis's face.
In his most challenging role yet. I think the impression I got was that it's four holograms of ABBA projected onto four people.
No.
Who will be dancing. And not only that, the people who are going to be dancing with ABBA projected onto their bodies are in their 70s, like ABBA.
What?
But the moves they've learned are based on ABBA when they were in their 30s in 1977.
What reason would they have to project that onto some 70-year-old?
They've hired four sort of 70-year-old retired Royal Marine commandos who can still still cut the mustard.
Exactly. They've hired four incredibly fit 70-year-old people. Mm.
You thought Paddy Ashton had died. He'd actually gone into hiding.
He's on tour.
And started
training for the most dangerous job of his life. I think they've got the real ABBA. Have been in a studio.
Where is the real ABBA in all of this? Where are they?
They're in Centre Park, aren't they?
As we understand it, they're in a concrete bunker 5,000 miles beneath the Earth's crust.
But this is my next question. Are they in the same bunker, or are they being kept in four separate bunkers?
Well, none of them know, because they're exclusively, it's very hard for them to know whether they are talking to another person in ABBA or the projector of someone in ABBA.
Onto Paddy Ashdown.
Onto Paddy Ashdown. So I think the real ABBA have been learning the dance moves based on the stuff they did in the 70s. Mm. That information has been digitally stored and we've projected onto seven actors in their 70s, dancers, who will be dancing in tune with the holograms, ideally. Otherwise, there'll be a lag. There'll be hologrammatic lag, which you don't want. So I think they'll just have to sort of keep up with the holograms that are being projected onto them.
No.
I suppose it's a bit like watching a home video, but imagine that you are the screen and you're also in the home videos being shown on a projector.
The stage of this I just don't understand. Why are they projecting it onto 70-year-olds?
Why not
just project them onto a screen?
That feels like a clerical error. That feels like the sort of thing that would happen if you were part of the machinery, Henry, that had organised this.
It could be, I might have got it right, it could be that it's them in their 70s being projected onto four actors in their 30s, in which case what you'll have is the opposite of the effect in The Irishman, which is you'll have an old face but with young body language, whereas in the Irishman you had young faces with old body language because you had Robert De Niro's body language with a younger face digitally put on.
But the young dancer has to move entirely within the holographic steam.
And if they put and lip sync at the wrong by time? A centimetre, it just looks horrific.
Yeah,
exactly. They have to keep up. It's incredibly hard, especially for someone in their 70s that, you know, they thought they'd done their bit for Queen and Country with all their stuff in Iraq. Do you know what I mean?
Hang on, you're suggesting this is part of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations?
I think it could be, yeah.
Okay.
It's possible Queen for many years has been a hologram. We wouldn't know, would we?
And it's possible then... Mm. That you could, in theory, then select your own way of watching the ABBA show and have your four, you know, and maybe you could make
you strip off various layers.
Yeah.
So you could change what's being projected. So instead of, you know, Benny, Bjorn, Agnetha, and the other one, it's the cast of The Irishman.
I think you could do it.
It's Robert De Niro.
Yeah, exactly. And it could be hacked, I suppose. I mean, in theory. Mm. It could be hacked by the Russians and you could end up watching Putin and that his foreign minister.
Singing Slipping Through My Fingers.
But no, genuinely, no one seems to know what the fuck it is.
Well, because I just assumed it was a hologram. I think we understand what that is. And
we do. But does that technology actually... Because hologram technology feels to me like a bit like virtual reality technology. It's been talked about since the 80s. But has hologram technology really evolved beyond those greetings cards where you move it a bit and you can see different sides of the face?
Does that have to happen in the ABBA shows as well? Are there people just sort of shifting the stage just by sort of 4 degrees or so?
Yeah.
To give a sense of movement.
And they'll take requests from the audience. Can you refresh it to the left, please? Okay, yeah. No, sorry, we've got quite a lot of people. There's people who want it shifted to the right. So if you can form a queue, or we'll have to have a token system. Yeah, it's going to be quite hard to administer.
Okay, everyone, if you cross your eyes slightly, you should see a 3D dolphin coming towards you.
Singing Winner Takes It All. It should be pretty good. It should be worth 75 quid, hopefully.
So a hologram is basically just when as far as I can tell, you just project a moving image onto a piece of glass, essentially, and then it's there in front of you.
Okay. Careful though, Ben. I mean, that sounds good to me, but this is absolutely ripe bollocking territory here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll probably get some.
Just be careful.
Also, I'm sorry, no one mentioned glass in holograms. A, glass is a liquid, as we know. B, the whole point of a hologram is it just sort of floats in the air. It's not screen-based technology, which is what we've been using for the last 100 years.
They're completely freestanding, aren't they? This is why they just get lost. They just float. So if there's a little sort of bristle breeze, they just zip away over the trees and you've lost
them. They're incredibly easy to steal. All you need is a vacuum cleaner. You can easily nick a hologram, just suck it up, because it's projected onto the air molecules, isn't it? That's why you won't be allowed to bring a Hoover into Wembley this time. Unless you can prove you need it for medical reasons.
Whereas if you compare it to those concerts back in 1979, everyone had brought a Hoover with them.
Well, they were brand new on the scene, weren't they? So yeah. It was an exciting product to be seen with.
They were brand new on the scene.
But what ABBA keeps saying is it's not a hologram. Mm. They are avatars.
Oh, God. That's not helpful. And then think, avatars.
But you've got to think Avatar 2 is coming out very soon.
Hang on, tie in.
So maybe it turns out that Avatar 2 is when the characters from Avatar meet ABBA in the Avatar universe. That's what I'm hoping for. Because that's what was missing from the first one, certainly.
Okay.
They're taking so long to come up with those films.
Well, that's because all the people who should have been working on it have been working on the ABBA gigs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But yeah, I do want to see the ABBA thing. I wasn't that interested, and then I've just read some reviews that just said it's kind of extraordinary.
I think I want to see it more now, I'm now more confused about what it was than I was before.
Well, the poster is particularly confusing because the poster is, it's four heads. It pretty much looks like it's ABBA. Mm-hmm. They look like they're in their sort of early 30s. So they've not gone super young. They've gone somewhere between. They've got sort of coloured lines on their face to suggest a bit of Andy Serkis / Tron sort of technology.
Yeah.
Haven't they? Bit of motion capture. So what? You're looking at the actual ABBA with motion capture lines on their face. What does that mean? Is that them in the bunker? Or is that what you're going to see on stage? They're deliberately creating digi confusion and information confusion. And basically, there's only one way to find out, which is to go
to the gig, and then as it starts, as hard as you can, throw a dart at one of ABBA.
and the question is, who says ow?
Do you hear an ow from the bunker thousands of metres below?
Someone directly to your left drops dead.
And does the hologram flinch?
Well, they'll all be doing it next, won't they?
Yeah, bloody Ed Sheeran went up to leave his bedroom, wouldn't he?
I mean, of course, the fact is that, you know, we all value the live experience more now, don't we, since the digital revolution. This is now drawing. This is now blurring the line, isn't it? Because actually, you're going live, but is the gig actually live, or is the gig digital?
Are you alive, or are you a hologram?
Are you a digital? Are you being projected onto Benny from ABBA's face? And, you know,
it's the tailor-made boutique experience.
Yeah.
Great for 40th, 50th, birthdays, anniversary gifts.
Get yourself projected onto
I've got your present, darling.
You're going to be projected onto one of ABBA for the next year, or the other way around.
There's a reason why you've had to spend the last year in a cyber bionics lab, and this is it.
And Benny's got no choice in the matter.
Benny's been paid off.
He's been paid off.
Yeah.
Tough year, though, for Benny, if it's me just mooning for a whole year. Tough year for Benny. Like, I'm sorry. You know, I took the money. I feel bad. I'm sorry. He'd be meeting his Swedish friends all the time, wouldn't he? Just enjoying a nice open sandwich.
Painting quite a picture there. Yeah.
In the same way that there is no rye bread covering this exposed salmon and cream cheese, I wish, ironically, there was a rye bread concealing the front of my body, because it's the guy called Henry Backer who's mooning for a whole year. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have taken the money. I'm actually quite well off with my IT business.